on today, and I'm going to come from First Chronicles, starting at the 16th verse, and beginning with 34. And it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." And if I leave something with you on today, it will say, just say thank you. It just takes a thank you. We have to give God thanks in everything going on in our life. Everything that is happening around us, God is still shielding and protecting us. Even when we look back over 2020 and 2021, and we look at the trends of events that have taken place and have came in our life and have passed by our life, we just need to tell God, thank you. But he continues to shower us with his grace and his mercy and his favor in our life. Did you take time to thank you? With our busy schedules and everything going on in our life, all it takes is just a thank you. Many things have happened, has transpired, and sometimes we get so busy that we forget to take our time to tell God. I had to learn in my life that I had to take out some time to begin to tell God, thank you. You know, thank you goes a long way, and God honors our thank you, and he honors our praise. As I walk in the fruits of the Spirit, a lot of times things begin to go on in our life that we lose our joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. It is our redeemer. But we have lost our joy along the way. Did we remember to tell God thank you when he restored our joy? When someone have done us wrong and begin to lose our love for that person, or people have scandalized our name, said all kind of manner of things about us, have discredited our ethics, and you have to love that person anyway, did you remember to tell God, thank you for giving you that love for that person? It's very important to reach out and tell God, thank you. A lot of times we forget the simple things that God has done for us in our life, but we forget to tell God, thank you. And all this takes is a thank you. All he just wants is just a thank you. We are living in the days that we're having trials and tribulations come up, and things come up in our life and we don't understand why God is taking us through this trial, while we're having this tribulation. But as we're going through the process, we need to be able to tell God, just I thank you. Because every process I take us in our life, we just got to have a thank you on our lips. Just tell him thank you. Even when you're going through, just tell him thank you. Lord, I thank you for taking me through this journey. Because a lot of times when he's taking us through the valley and shadow of death, he said we should fear no evil. God off with us. Thy rod and thy staff comfort us in the presence of our enemies. Remember to tell God, thank you. When you have lost your peace and everything is chaos around you and you don't have any peace, remember to tell God, thank you. All this takes is a thank you. Peace that surpasses Thank you. He will give us a peace that we will not understand. But just tell him thank you when it comes over you. When you know that he is there in the midst and he's directing your footsteps, he's ordering your footsteps, tell God thank you. Sometimes we're so roughed around the edges, and everybody that we come into, we have to be show a little kindness. And sometimes some folks can just rough you so bad that the kindness that God has restored in you has declined. But when he begins to restore it back to you, all you have to go, Lord, I thank you for the kindness that you have restored in my heart. Just tell him thank you. Tell him thank you when you don't think that he needs to thank you. When he woke you up this morning, started you on your way, you should have threw your hand and said, Lord, I thank you. Giving God the thanks that he's worthy for. Giving him the praise that he's worthy for. All he just wants is just a thank you. Give him a thank you praise when all hope is gone. I, through 2020 and 2021, with some devastation in my life, I didn't understand it at first. And I said, Lord, I said, it's your servant. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. And as I was going through my adversity, as I was going through my loan, I had to learn how to tell God, Lord, I thank you for whatever state that you have me in. I thank you. And it might not have been easy, and the journey may have been rough. You may have faced the depression, some bipolarness in your life, but all you have to do is give God a just thank you. All he wants is a thank you from his people. A lot of times when we are facing life tragedies and things that is happening in our life, and we're focusing on the issue at hand, but we should be focusing on just giving God a thank you. Thanking him for whatever it is that he has laid at your feet. All he just deserves is a thank you. Because God is of the thanks. Thanking him for everything that he has brought in your life, have took out of your life, just give God a thank you. We don't understand the day, the time, or the hour, or when, but we all must face something in our life. We're all going to lose some joy. We're all going to regret for our peace. But regardless of what we're going through, what is the problem, whatever the situation is, just give God a thank you. He is worthy. I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Because give him thanks and praise. He'll think that you're not honoring what he's doing for you in your life. It can be good, it can be bad, it can be trash, it can be whatever. But just give God a thank you, because whatever God is doing in our life, we don't understand the time, the season, and the place. But what we do is give God a thank you. Just a thank you. That's all he wants, is just a thank you. Thanking him for everything. Even since we've been going through this pandemic, this COVID, and it's amazing that the book of Revelation talked about disease and famine in the land. But if you look around you and all the people that have comfort, all you have to do is say, Lord, I thank you that you didn't let it knock on my door. I thank you that you kept me from all harm, evil, and danger. I thank you for shielding and protecting me and my family. Back over your life. Look back over 2020. Look back over 2021 and just tell God, Lord, I thank you. Just a thank you. Just give him a thank you praise. Because everything that he has done, and you know, to Thanksgiving, and as you are sitting around that table with your family and your loved ones that are still here, just remember to tell God, thank you. All it just takes is a thank you. As you're eating those trimmings that God has blessed before you on your table, just tell God, thank you. Because you have to look back over 2020 and 21 to see what have God done for you in your life. And all you have to do is just give him a thank you. Be blessed. And thank God for where he's taken and where you're going in life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Just tell the Lord, thank you, amen. We thank God for that message on this morning, enlightening us, amen. What we ought to thank God for, amen. The Bible says something along the lines of all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, and amen. And although it be working together for our good, it may not feel good, it may not seem good, it may not look good, amen, but it's working for your good. And even in the midst of is not working for your good, she told us we ought to say thank you, amen. Through the heartaches, through the pain, we ought to say thank you. Through the hardships and through the trials and through the tribulations, amen, through the down times and through the negative situations, amen, we ought to tell him thank you. Even when they talk about you and put you down, she said, we ought to tell him thank you, amen. She let us know that, amen, everything is not going to go by and by and hunky-dory, as I like to say, amen, but you ought to tell him thank you. Even when you do sit at that meal table and all you got is bologna and eggs, amen, tell him thank you, amen. He might put a sausage on there every now and then, amen. You just got to tell him thank you. Just thank the Lord, amen. There's another scripture that says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His name will continuously be in my mouth. And some that's something about that scripture is very, very special, because a lot of times we like to ask the Lord for a blessing, but the scripture says, I will bless the Lord, not the Lord bless me. I will bless the Lord. I would just tell him thank you. Isn't that awesome? Isn't it awesome how we could just tell him thank you? Amen. She just let us know this morning that we ought to give him a praise and we ought to give him a thanks. We ought to lift him up, amen, for everything that he do. Amen. We like to talk about our new cars. Amen. Tell him thank you. Amen. Our house, tell him thank you. Amen. And clothes on our back, thank you. Shoes on our feet, thank you. Amen. But most of all, I was at a funeral yesterday. Amen. We did a funeral on yesterday, and I want to tell him thank you, amen, because I was able to talk about when God called me from the clubhouse to the church house. Thank you, amen. Somebody ought to say thank you. Oh, man, amen. Thank you, thank you, because God, amen, not only, amen, gave you material things, amen, but he gave you a spiritual thing, and it's called the Holy Spirit. We ought to tell him thank you, amen. We ought to lift him up, amen, from on high and give him a praise, amen, a praise like never before, because if he's come into your heart, and got into your life and changed your life. You saw where you was yesterday, amen, but on today, you're in a new place at a new time in a new season doing new things, or T.D. Jakes like to say, in a new dimension, amen, you ought to tell him thank you. Oh, glory to God. You ought to tell him thank you, because God is a God that can put you in a new place, amen, doing those new things, amen, giving you a new atmosphere, amen. Tell him thank you. And even if you're in the midst of the storm and the waves is beating up on you and the wind is blowing, amen, and you're holding on with all your might, amen, you ought to tell him thank you, because he's giving you the strength to hold on, amen, until the storm is over. And when the storm is over, ha, tell him thank you. Somebody ought to be praising him right now. Somebody ought to be lifting their hands into the air right now, receiving him from on high, telling him thank you. I'm going to leave it alone, but I'm just overjoyed this morning about being able to thank the Lord for what all his benefits that he's given me. Oh, and I'm just thanking him for everything, even the hard times. There was a time, amen, I went 3 days without eating, and I wasn't fasting, amen. I just didn't have any food to eat. I want to tell him thank you. There was a time I slept in a car. I didn't have a roof over my head, but I want to tell him thank you. Oh, glory to God. I remember one time I was walking home from school, amen, had on a jacket that was too small, and it was 30 degrees and raining. Amen, I want to tell him thank you. Amen, God has been so good to us. He's been so good to us. He's been so good to us. Oh, man, we ought to just give him a praise. And I know he didn't do it just for me, but he's done it for you too. The songwriter say, if I just think back over my life, and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I got a testimony. Somebody ought to tell him thank you. Oh, glory to God. Let me just shut up. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm just getting excited. Oh, just thinking about where the Lord has brought me from. I'm not talking about you. I said where he's brought me from. And I know he's done it for you too. Amen. If you're on this line today, if you're listening to us today, if you're lifting him up with us today, if you heard a word from the Lord today, amen, and you, amen, just want to give him some more thanks, you want to build a relationship with him, amen, and thank him and bless him at all times, and let that praise continuously be out of your mouth, and you're growing in his grace, amen. This is the time, this is the moment, this is the hour for you. If you would pray this prayer with me, Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned. Lord, I believe that you were human yet divine. I believe you were born of a Virgin Mary, but I also believe, Lord, that you died on the cross for my sins. Lord, I believe that you got up on the third day with all power in your hands. And Lord, I believe you're sitting on the right-hand side of the Father right now at this very moment, making intercession for me. Lord, I just want to thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, I declare right now that you are saved. The Bible says if you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart that you are saved, amen, you don't have to write a check. You don't have to, amen, get a prayer cloth. You don't have to run up and down the streets. You don't have to put a Bible under your arm and go through the grocery store saying, thank you, Jesus. You just have to confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. I believe if you've done that with me today that you are saved. And I just want to encourage you to continue to grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he will protect you and keep you and put his arms around you and hold you, amen, that you may grow closer to him in a relationship with him. And we just want to thank God for what he's done today. Amen. We're getting on through the day so you can go about your day in the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to come, amen, with our final prayer and our final benediction from our missionary so that we can depart and go about our day. Missionary.
Holy gracious Father, Lord, we thank you for this day that you have made, Lord.
Oh, Father, as we go on, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Father, Lord, let us go ahead and take a thank you praise with this, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, Lord, that we say thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us, Lord. Oh, Father, Lord, as we enter after your service, oh, Lord, we thank you on high, Lord, for the work that has been done.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Brother Michael as he take us out. Amen.
We gotta get back into it.
Huh? Hold on. Let me move these lights back. I guess I can leave them right there, though, couldn't I? Yeah.